Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter Podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 48 of this podcast. Super excited to have you here. If you are watching on YouTube, please go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell so you don't miss any episodes. If you're listening on Spotify while you're driving to work, go ahead and leave us a rating on there. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review or any of the other platforms like iHeart and all the other stations. We are on all of them. So go ahead and follow us there. I would love to have you. But without further ado, I'm here with an amazing friend of mine, someone who's a creative, who would come to the Creative Encounter event, who was a part of Sat in a Boat. This is my great friend, Jordan Medina, a.k.a. Lord's Daughter Jordan, LDJ. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
What's good. Going on? How was the commute over here?
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, love it. Like this spot.
Yeah, I forgot that you came here before. So when you came in, it all just flooded my mind. You guys were kicking it. This was back in December.
Yeah, and the setup was different because we had the photo shoot set up. But now it's the podcast setup.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we did a whole photo shoot down here
for
my wife's birthday. And she had all her girls over here. They had a great time and everything. So that was really cool.
Yeah. We just got into it. So I love it. Every time we link up, it's something creative is happening.
Yep, exactly. Yes. I love it. So tell me what's new with you. What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah. Man, just connecting with God.
Yeah.
You know, staying creative, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm working on getting back on YouTube myself.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I didn't know you were on YouTube. I know you'd be on TikTok killing it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. No, your TikToks are pretty on point.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. I like it. Yeah. But the atmosphere of creating, especially especially short form content, it's always changing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the types of content that people like and that's like kind of more popular.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So sometimes I'm like stepping back, but then stepping back in.
But what were you doing on YouTube?
So, I do vlogs, but what I really love and what I want to get back to and more into is like teachings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like teaching the word specifically or teaching, like what specific topics were you kind of doing?
So I used to have a blog where I would write.
Okay.
And I was really into it, connected with people through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly on womanhood and faith and dating and relationships.
Oh, that's good.
So I love talking about that.
Oh man, that's so dope.
And it's much needed, you know, because sometimes those topics are kind of taboo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that I still love writing, but I think connecting with people via video is beneficial and more fun for everybody.
It really is. Yeah.
So I'll probably stick to the same type of topics like relationship, lifestyle, womanhood topics, but just, you know, whether it's through my daily life on vlog or teachings on specific topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so dope. And, you know, it was actually after we did Sat in a Boat and we went out to eat that night when I was like, man, it would be so good if you guys actually talk about that. So Jordan's husband, Carlos, this would have been like the first episode I wanted to have like two guests at the same time, because just like your story when we were sitting there eating at the table, it was so dynamic, so encouraging, such a great testimony. I think that would be so great for that to happen. So I'm glad that you're actually in that realm and creating content specifically for that, you know.
Yeah,
that's so cool. But yeah, but do you want to share a little bit about even just like you as an artist? So tell me all the things you do. So I know you vlog, which is dope, but tell me some of the other things you do, because you do spoken word.
Yeah,
kind of just like break that down and how you got into it.
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, I think being a creative, it has to be a calling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's always been in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like ever since I was young, I would draw.
Yeah.
I danced. That was like my first, I guess, outlet.
Yeah, no
I danced ever since I was like in third grade throughout high school, pretty much.
Yeah. Why didn't you dance inside in the boat? I'm like, why didn't you just jump out on the stage and just come out and do it?
You never know. Like, I could, but I guess it's just not really my lane. Like, I never really had a love for it, like, to really get into community, to venture out on my own and choreograph.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I just didn't have a passion to continue it. I wanted to, like, explore other things.
Yeah.
So it's, to be honest, I do take classes here and there. But it's, I don't know, it's just not really my thing anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's more so for like recreation. It's just like really fun to do.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I think you have to be committed to it though.
Yeah.
you know, to be growing in it mm-hmm. and to be remembering choreography and stuff. Yeah. But that is how I got into music.
Okay, yeah.
And poetry, mm-hmm. I would say, is yeah. through dance. Like, wow. that was, like, my avenue for everything creative. Because you really get to know music by mm-hmm. listening to it, by mm-hmm. connecting mm-hmm. with it that way. So, yeah, I'm still working on music now mm-hmm. And writing. Yeah. For me, like, poetry and music is really connected.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm mm-hmm. always working on that kind of stuff.
Now, so you're saying that you are a musician as well? Like, a musical artist, or you sing? Because, like, I've only seen you do spoken words. So it's yeah. like you're tying in music. So what do you do specifically as music? Do you produce? Like, what do you do?
So I love to sing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would like to actually get more into that. Yeah. I'm, like, learning guitar and singing.
Yeah, come on.
I see that in my future. But I think really at my core, mm-hmm. I am a writer.
Okay, yeah.
So that goes into spoken word.
Yeah.
That goes into writing songs. Mm-hmm. That goes into writing topics for mm-hmm. for videos, yeah, you know, and for
yeah,
teachings.
Yeah.
So wow. that's what I like to do.
Okay. That's crazy. I love it. That's crazy. Okay, so now are you fully vested in your craft as an artist, or are you kind of working, doing something else full time, and then, you know, when you kind of have, like, spare time, you're doing your art? Because when you're, like, the pieces that I heard, mm-hmm. were those originals?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was like, oh, I knew they were. I was like, this sounds so good. I love it. So, like, that's just such an amazing gift. And I'm wondering, like, do you do this fully, or, like, when do you kind of be able to dabble and write, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
To be honest, right now, and I've always kind of been, like, part-time in mm-hmm. a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like a lot of us, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just, like, so many avenues in creativity, like, which lane to choose, and God just blesses us to just have gifts in a lot of them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm part-time, like, freelancing, mm-hmm. part-time doing my own, yeah. you know, building my own thing,
mm-hmm.
My own platforms. And my husband and I perform together, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
So we get hired out, or mm-hmm. we just get opportunities to perform individually or together, mm-hmm. mostly for spoken word. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a lot of spoken word artists out there. Mm-hmm. So those are mostly the opportunities that yeah. we get.
And it's not a lot of, like, dynamic duos like you guys.
True.
For you guys to both do that. So yeah. How did you... Did you guys connect and meet because, like, you both did spoken word, and that's how you guys, like, got to know each other? Or was it afterwards you realized, like, oh, snap, you do that too? Like, we can start something together?
Yeah.
How did that whole connection come
I think
together?
That's an important question.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting. The way we mm-hmm. met at an open mic that was at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say that he was there for the open mic, and I was there for the bar.
Mm, okay.
So,
okay, yeah, yeah.
like, this was before I was saved,
yeah.
brother. Believe
wow,
me.
Yeah.
Like, I was just bar hopping with a friend. Yeah. But, you know, when you go into a place and the vibes are just right,
yep,
you're
yep.
like, okay, you know what, let's plant here. Wow. And let's see what's going on. So then my now husband, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a cypher type of vibe.
Mm, yeah, yep.
So he jumped on stage, you know, a little bit. Everybody mm-hmm. was kind of on stage a little bit.
Yeah.
I wasn't, though. I was just in the crowd.
Okay.
But
that
we
time,
were just vibing.
Were you already, like, a spoken word artist at that time?
Secretly.
Secretly? Yeah, yeah, low-key.
Yeah. Because before I was a believer, I wasn't yeah. really operating mm-hmm. in my gifts to the mm-hmm. fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was trying.
Yeah.
I was going to art school at UIC and everything.
Oh, no way, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that? We both went to UIC?
We both went, but I don't know.
It probably was around the same time.
Wasn't around the same time, okay. and I don't know if we went into, like, no studying yeah. what we studied and stuff.
Yeah, school, yeah, yeah. So I did architecture, so I was in the arts field, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what years were you there? I mean, I might tell you.
I graduated in 2016.
2016. Okay. Okay, so you went after me, because
yeah.
I graduated 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's crazy. No way.
Yeah, so
and
I
you
was
were
actually...
all 4 years?
No, I went to a big university, mm-hmm. like a yeah. Big Ten,
yeah.
out of state, because... That's what you're kind of told to do, yeah. like to aspire to do, but mm-hmm. it just wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I was going into debt. So then mm-hmm. I came back to Chicago, and I went to, like, a community college,
mm-hmm.
and then I finished my last 2 years at UIC.
Yeah, well, no way. That's so cool. Best school, just letting y'all know. Sorry.
Yeah. yeah.
You're like,
it's
cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's cool.
it's good enough.
Hilarious. No, man, I loved it because, like, I lived on campus.
Yeah.
I had, like, the whole, like, living on campus life. I was an RA, so I was, like, you know,
okay.
one of those, like, you know, the popular ones, you know, just saying, you know.
Okay.
But, no, it's so funny because I dated myself now, right? So, like, it's so funny because after I graduated, you know, if you're an RA, so you still got some freshmen, who were your, you know, on your floor. So that, like, for at least 2-3 years after I graduated, whenever I went to go visit, there were still people there that I knew. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm walking down the halls, I would tell Gabby, literally, I'm like, hey babe, watch, I walk down these halls and like I see people who know me, and like sure enough, we're walking out, oh hey Joel, what's up? Hey Joel, mm-hmm. what's up? And that's like 10 years later. And that's like, I'm walking in, like, nobody knows me.
You know? Yeah, it's so a different
I feel
experience.
Like Uncle, what's his name, Uncle Rico? Have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, yes.
He's like, always saying, man, back when I used to play football, you know, he's all right. Like, thinking back, hilarious.
Yeah, he peaked.
Yeah, exactly. I peaked, exactly. No, but yeah, go ahead. Anyway,
no, but
you and Carlos.
Yeah, okay, so that's how we met.
Yeah.
And then it was a long journey for us, to be honest. Yeah. You know, we both definitely connected mm-hmm. as artists mm-hmm. in the beginning.
Yeah.
And we would even do shows, like, I was a painter.
Yeah, no way.
I mean, I still am a painter. Yeah, but yeah. I was, like, really trying to go hard, yeah. you know, with my art. And, like, so we would set up our own pop-up galleries. Mm-hmm. And, like, he would do an open mic sort of thing, get other spoken word artists or rappers or whatever to mm-hmm. perform. And then I would, with my other kind of artist friends, like mm-hmm. set up our artwork and we would yeah. sell them at the shows. That's so dope. We were always doing stuff yeah, like that, yeah. but, it definitely had to change, you know, when I got saved and mm-hmm. when we committed our relationship to mm-hmm. God and mm-hmm. our ministry to mm-hmm. God, it had to change because it's I think in the world, mm-hmm. People promote their own name.
Yeah.
But what I've learned about God mm-hmm. is that he's only going to glorify his own name.
Mm, that's it. Yeah.
Right? Wow. So everything changed, but we're still able to use our gifts for yeah. God.
Mm-hmm.
But just, it's different and it's almost like starting from the bottom, but mm-hmm. like building on God.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
That's so good. And so crazy how he just says, like, the lowly, those ones that he'll elevate. Those who humble themselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's his kingdom is just upside down,
yeah.
you know, compared to the kingdom of the world, of the age, you know. It's so crazy because as I'm reading through the scriptures, reading through and just seeing all the kings and those who, you know, they displeased the Lord because, mm-hmm. you know, they pretty much just were doing their own thing. They weren't seeking him anymore. Like, they would come in seeking his face.
Right. They'd start off.
And it's like, God's like, yo. And now through the whole trajectory of just like life, you should continue to just continue to grow. That's mm-hmm. how we will want things to go.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's better, you're supposed to end better than you started, you yeah. know? Because this is whole stage of growing. But these dudes will start off well and then just get caught up with just foreign things and try to just be cool, you know, and just really try to fit in with all these other nations and stuff like yeah. that, you know? And it just, man, it was just a mess. So like I love how you said that. He's going to elevate us as we elevate him, as mm-hmm. we put him at the forefront, you yeah. know, and like had John the Baptist, Lord, decrease me, you know, so that you can increase, you know?
Yeah.
Man, so
dope. So just yeah. to end that story, now we do ministry together and yeah. we perform together and we still are doing what we love, but mm-hmm. we're doing it for God yeah. together. So it kind of like comes full circle, you know, of like how we met
yeah.
At an open mic, mm-hmm. you know, performing. And yeah. then now we get to do it together.
Yeah, I love that. That's so good. Look at God, man. He puts all those pieces together. And then, like, yeah, you guys came to that Creative Encounter event in mm-hmm. person, did your spoken word, and the promoter sat in a boat afterwards. And then that just continued to grow and became a whole thing. So tell me how that experience was with you guys getting involved with that, how you guys created it, just the whole process. Because there may be individuals here who want to put together a production and have these big ideas, but don't necessarily know how to pull the pieces together. It's just yeah. this idea. How do you go from conceptualization to actual production and execution? Like, how did they get to that place?
Yeah. That was a great show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was so good.
Oh my goodness. Dope.
We went to the main one you did at that theater.
Mm-hmm.
And we came in. And I thought we had missed a lot, but we only, after seeing it second, I was like, oh, thank God we didn't really miss a lot.
Okay.
But we kind of slid in maybe 10 minutes in, something like that. Sat down. And literally, Gabby and I were sitting in the back, and I whispered over to her, like, we have to see if they can do this. We have to, because there's so many people we think of right away, family members, friends, yeah. who would benefit from this. And we were like, we have to make this happen, and it was just such a blessing that we did it again. Like, did it again, and it was so huge, and it was just beautiful, you know?
You know what?
Yeah.
So I think back to one of the first meetings that we had about it, mm-hmm. and it was just me, Carlos, mm-hmm. Rebecca, and one other person.
Wow.
And Rebecca was the director, the writer, mm-hmm. the director of the whole show.
Yeah.
And we just started in the scriptures. Like, she literally looked at Mark 4, I believe, the story of Jesus sitting in a boat preaching to the people. Yeah. And it was all based on that. Mm-hmm. It was just like, what do we imagine when we think of him sitting there? How does it feel like? How does it look like? And just, what does it mean that that God was just sitting there and he was accessible to us?
Come on.
So it all came from that. And we were sitting at just around a table.
Yeah.
And just opening our Bibles to it. And this is a weird story, but I want to share it because it was the Holy Spirit. She's like, okay, can everybody open to Mark 4? And I open my Bible. You know, I'm like thinking I'm going to Mark 4, I guess. But I open it to another book and chapter. I can't remember which one it was, but it was like, you know, another gospel that tells of the same story. And I opened up right to that chapter, like as if I knew what it was. And I was like, okay, the Holy Spirit is here because I did not know that this was going to be the same story.
Yeah.
But clearly, like, there's something here. So, I don't know. That was just kind of
crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, the Holy Spirit's on this.
Wow.
But then also, like, we got to be real. After Satin and Bowl was all said and done, I was talking to Rebecca.
Yeah.
And I was saying, how could you put this on without getting that grant from the city?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is an expensive thing to put on. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't think you can.
Mm-hmm.
So we got funding. She got funding from... we submitted an application for, a creative grant through the city. So without that, I don't think it would have happened.
Yeah.
But even that was always soaked in prayer. Like, that's something that I took from her, too, is that when she prayed over the application, she sent it to a bunch of people. We had, like, a group text, like, hey, can you pray through every stage? She kept us updated. Like, okay, we made it to the next stage. We're finalists, you know, throughout the process. So I thought that was powerful.
Oh man, I love that. That's so good, man. It's crazy because I just felt that you can feel when something is like you said, just soaked in prayer. You can just feel it. Like, the atmosphere was so good, and I love how you guys pulled it all together at the end, like to not miss the opportunity to present the gospel at the end. What was it, Sarah? When Sarah came up at the end, and you know, she's just telling the gospel for a minute, like directly inviting people to, you know, to Christ, and it was just so good. I absolutely loved it. And actually, we want to go, I mean, I got touch base with Rebecca, like time just passes and you get all these people you got to follow up with, but it's almost a year. Was it October or November?
Right. It was in October. So
it was October. Yeah. So it's about a year that you guys, you know, did the first production, and then in December is when we did it again. But I've been talking to her about like doing, still building from it to have this as like some type of ongoing thing. So that was like some months ago. We got to touch base again, you know? Because we got some ideas, which I like to drop. I always say it like here, but then I got to drop it to you after it's not recorded. So we can't, you know, we can't let them know everything quite yet.
Well, yeah, call us up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
I told her from the beginning, like I'm down, even when we were putting on the production with Creative Encounter again, I'm like, I'm down. Like I'm down with anything sat in a boat. I'm,
yeah, but,
like,
but next one you got to sing though.
right.
You're like, man, that's so crazy.
I'm down. Yeah. Like, I've accepted that I'm not the best singer, but I am a singer.
Come on. There we go.
So, yeah, I'm not, like, afraid. Yeah. I know that it's something that I have.
Yeah. So. It seems like you're in a season in your life where whatever God is asking of you, you're just like, I'm just going to go for it. You know, regardless. Yeah. I can sense that from you. You're just like, yo, like, I'm game. If this is of the Lord, let's do it, you know? And it's beautiful, like, to be, okay, so I'm getting a little, I guess, prophetic here, but to be, to have the name Lord's Daughter, you think of sons and daughters, they have the intimacy with their parents, you know? Like, our boys, they know they can come and ask us anything, they have those moments with us emotionally, have those conversations and things like that, right? So with that, and you realize what position you are, it's like, I'm covered, he's a king, I'm his daughter. You know, like we have that deep relationship, and everything that's his is mine as well, you know? So with that, I kind of can just sense that you're just like at that place. And that's not a lot, that's not usually easy for us to get to that place. And I'm not saying it was easy for you, but can you tell us maybe a specific situation or circumstance or season that you're in that helped to make that shift for you to be at a place where you like kind of have that faith in him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it took me a while to get a stage name, for real. Like, I think like many creatives, right, we kind of gone through a couple names that, you know, they weren't just right.
Yeah.
But I prayed about the name, and I was like, God, I'm not even going to release any music. I'm not, like, I don't even want to do anything, really, until I have, like, a name that I know you have for me. So I kind of waited on it. And then, so it kind of morphed from, that name kind of morphed from, you know, other names that I had before. But to be honest, I forgot how exactly it came to me, but I know it was in a season when, in my prayers, I kept hearing God call me daughter. Just like that was just the season I was in, and in my prayers he would answer daughter. So and I already had the letters LDJ. So it's like, so it just came like Lord's daughter Jordan, and I told, you know, confided in a couple people who really know me. I'm like, do you guys think this is a good name? Like, tell me. So one of my friends even said, you know, I think LJ is even cool. So I received that, but I prayed about it, you know, and then God confirmed the name to me. He said, no, don't take out the D, because the Lord's daughter, Jordan, those are all three important components. Because the L for Lord's, it reminds me of who I belong to, like you said. So that's important. The D for daughter, it's important because that's who I am. That's who I am to God. And then third, Jordan, leaving my actual name in there, shows us that we're still important as individuals to God. So yeah, just having that name, because that was like a long prayer, a long time of prayer for me. It gave me the confidence that I can move forward, I guess, in creative pursuits. And then just, I got a download one day just that being a creative is a calling. It's a calling, and a calling is greater than a career path. Like, no matter where you are, you got to be obedient to the calling.
That's it. That's so good.
So, like, even going back to, like, oh, do you do this full time? To be honest, no, I don't. I do what I can. I also work in real estate, and we're investing in real estate, you know, to make ends meet. And my husband works full time, even though he's a creative, too. So we just do what we have to do.
And then you're availing yourself. You're availing yourself when those opportunities come up. That's so good. Man, I love that you mentioned about the name, because names are so important. You see it all through scripture. Names are so important. Even in songwriting. A lot of songwriters, you know, the professional songwriters, the big thing they say is when you come up with the name first, it helps everything to stay confined and structured to that
like
specific.
Like the name of a song?
Yeah, the name of a song. When you title and name a song first. Obviously, you know, sometimes choruses and verses and things will come first, but once you give it a name, you give those parameters, which are healthy. It's good to have those parameters to keep everything in here so that that story doesn't deter and it stays locked in that. So same thing with us, as we have our name, like when you name a child and you name a business or whatever the thing is, an organization, whatever, that name is going to keep everything right there so that it's just locked and focused and people can really get the sense of what this is for, what the purpose of this is. And same with us. Like, what's your purpose? You are the Lord's daughter, right? You know, and anything you do, anything that does not line up with that vision, it's not going to fit. You know? Is this something that a king's daughter would do or say or watch or listen to or et cetera, whatever, whatever? And then it's in that filter. You have those parameters for yourself. So I love that. That's such a powerful testimony that you just saw his face on that, you know? It's so, so crazy, because we're about to, from the recording of this, Gabby right now is 36 weeks. So any day now, a little man, you know, will be coming. By the time this actually posted, she'll be 37, you know, if he's not here yet. But either way, the whole thing is like the name that we gave him, you know, which we're keeping like low key at the moment.
But we have one.
Thank God. Because at first she was kind of like, we were like another boy. Like, you know, like, how can we? Because we've had a girl name forever. You know, so now we're like on the third boy. We're like, oh, Lord, so many names we already don't like. You know, it's only a few boy names that are good. And then God blessed us with this name. We're like, oh, man, this is perfect. This is perfect.
And when did you get that?
Oh, man. I would have to ask her, but it was some months ago. It's been some months now. Yeah, so sometime over the summer, and we had narrowed it down to a few. Then we compared it to this one, and we're like, this one doesn't stand a chance up against this one now, you know? And then, like, oh, what about that one? Then you put up against this one. Nope, it's still this one. And it got to a point where, like, yo, I think we're locked. We're good. Like, this is this is it, you know? So, you know, once we reveal that, it's going to be awesome. But the whole power of names is so, so important, you know?
That's right.
So good. I love it. Cool. So tell me, as an artist, what's on the horizon for you? Like, what are some things that you are currently endeavoring or working on? Even right now, there's 3 months left in this year.
Yeah.
We can even start there. What's some stuff that you may want to see done before the end of this year or within the year as a whole?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So one, I will say, I guess two things I could talk about. Yeah. One is, so Carlos and I, we created a, or we were commissioned to create a spoken word piece for like the Christmas Lent season last year. And so speaking of building on, you know, what you've already done and taking it to new levels, the church asked us to kind of bring it back and video record it so they could use it for this year and like implement it even for their services and plans for this year. Because doing it once, I mean, a number of people see it, but, you know, bringing it back is, and even making it digital is able to reach more people. And it was probably one of our best pieces. It was about the prophecies about Jesus before he came. And kind of like how the nation of Israel was in the waiting period for a long time before Jesus was born. So, yeah, we'll be working on that.
Wow. Good. That's awesome.
Before the end of the year.
Yeah. Now you said Christmas and Lent. Are those two different seasons? Is it like Christmas around December and then Lent is like
Lent is April, the 40... Wait, am I saying the right thing? Like the 40 days leading up...
Oh, you're talking about Advent.
Advent.
Okay, cool.
Lent goes up to Easter.
Okay, good, yeah. I was just wondering. I was like, Advent. Okay, so...
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't know if it was like a nice song production. I'm like, whoa, it was like... I thought it was some months. I was like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, it's Advent. Yeah,
right.
I love that.
That's
cool.
From it.
Good. Now, who's recording your content for you?
So the church.
The church? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So you got the church. I was going to say, you know me and Gabby will hook you up. You know what I'm
saying?
You know
what I'm saying?
You know, so, so if the church, you know, falls through, you know, you got my number. So.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's
exciting. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it'll spark, like, you know, recording other stuff.
So sick. Yeah. I love
it. Because even from Satin a Boat, I mean, we didn't really do studio recordings, you know, specifically to share digitally.
Yeah.
Like, we had the recordings from the live shows. Yeah. And I have posted those, but you know, the audio is not exactly perfect. Yeah. The angles aren't exactly it, but yeah, that's a whole new thing. Yeah.
And it's so crazy because Rebecca, she's been waiting. See, I get so caught up in all like these other projects and stuff. And you know, we recorded the Creative Encounter one.
Yes.
You know, so I'm like, I literally have footage of that. I want to edit it and actually make it like a little short little video that we can use, you know?
Yeah.
So
Bring it back.
I need to get it. I know I need to roll it out already. But that's also part of what we've been talking about. If we made this a thing where it is like a recorded piece that's digital that people like we literally strategized it to make it into like a production type thing. Cause you know, it's always, you know, you got to weigh the options because with those events, you sometimes want it to stay organic to that one live moment and then that's it. But then it's like, man, how much more can you like outreach if it's, you know, that's why I love doing this podcast because we would do the Creative Encounter events once a month, which is fine. But I would record it, put it on a YouTube channel for Creative Encounter. But I like this because, you know, it's evergreen. You can just, people can still continue to just keep watching it and stuff like that. So yeah, so it'd be cool if we did. Set up, it's like a movie type thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it would.
So yeah, we gotta make that happen. I'm excited. Cool. So you said, so you have the Christmas production coming up, which sounds dope.
Yeah.
So good. And do you have any personal kind of projects? I know you mentioned endeavors as far as an artist.
Sure.
That's something we can connect with on as far as your artistry as it comes to singing and guitar and stuff like that. That'd be dope. But yeah, what are some pursuits in those realms as well?
Yeah, so I guess besides getting back onto YouTube too, before the end of the year,
so
I'll definitely, I'll definitely be putting out stuff.
Nice.
But the second thing that I was going to say is we've been working on an album actually.
Yeah. Spoken word album.
No, a music, music album.
Yes.
Which is not it's not just me, but we're actually working on putting it out from the youth group of our own church.
Oh, good.
So like the leaders of that ministry have come together. Like there are a few people who, you know, rap, produce, and even like some features from some of the kids. So I think that's going to be really awesome. That's so that's good. Something we've been working on this year.
Man, that's what I love to hear. I love to hear that. So many things. Like it's crazy because we're pushing future episodes of stuff that I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
But this is in the direction of certain things I'm going to be mentioning in like the next few episodes in relation to what you're saying, which I'm going to tell you after we stop recording. I'm going to talk to you about it.
Okay.
But yeah, this is going to be cool. This is great. Well, I'm so glad you guys are doing that.
Cool. Yeah. It's, you know, to be honest with you, we're on our journey of, you know, recording music and putting out music. Yeah. So it just, I've seen throughout my life as a believer, which is, you know, it's been kind of short, to be honest. Like, I've been a Christian, I would say, only for like a few years.
No way.
Yeah, like maybe 6 years.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking from just that experience, but I've been seeing that when you give your gift to God first, like he will grow it. If you use your gift for him, for the church first, then you'll get other opportunities for you.
Yep.
But like, you know, so for us, not having put out music officially like that, really, we, you know, God hooked us up with like a producer to make original beats, you know, with other people, and to just learn the process of even what it means to put out music. And so I think it's just beautiful that it's going to be a collective project that's for him, really. It's not even like for me.
Exactly. I love it. And like the projects I've done over the years have always been studio albums. But this summer was a new learning curve for me too, because that was like my first live album.
So, right.
Yeah, so that's a whole different ball game to record a live record as opposed to a studio record, you know?
Right.
And that was so cool. So it was nice to finally have the opportunity to do both of those things. So like if we do future ones and stuff, we know the whole system, but you got to have a lot of people, a lot of things in place to make it flow smoothly. And it was just such a beautiful night. Like we're, so far, 5 of the 8 tracks are mixed, so we got 3 more.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got
3
more.
I didn't know it was a whole project.
Yeah, it was a whole project, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's technically kind of like an EP, LP type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, what it is was just we picked 7 of the older songs over the years before we branch out to like the newer music that'll be coming out and just did like a live record of it because it's been 10 years since the first single dropped. So it's kind of like an anniversary type of fresh type of thing, you know? So yeah, so 7 songs turned into 8 tracks. And yeah, so that'll be coming out soon.
We're really excited.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I love that. So that whole process, we're going to talk about that too, what your church is doing. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
So we're still in it, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, good. Awesome.
That's good.
So here's the question. As you've seen on every episode, we like to leave our audience with something that they can chew on, something to really just meditate and focus on. What's like an encouraging word or something that you would like to tell the creative who is just in a season of just like, man, you know, what's next? What's something that you can kind of share from your experience?
So what's next? Like, It's hard to just pick one.
Yeah, say all of them, girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would definitely say pray about it. Pray about it.
Yeah.
Because you want to have that confidence, like we talked about, that this is what I'm called to do. And even when it gets hard, even though the process is going to be long, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for God. And he has purposes, big purposes for it. So yeah, definitely pray about it. I don't know, maybe that's probably the best one.
That's it. That's on point. That's all you need, because it's like, before venturing out to fully be an entrepreneur and fully focus on ministry and music and everything a couple years ago, I had to really pray on it. And it got to the point where it was like, when I wanted to stay comfortable and stay where I was at, I would just feel this heavy burden of like, you can't. So that's how you knew it was like of the Lord. And then now I'm in a whole new season where I'm shifting and cutting out a lot of external additional projects, because those are even now, I'm like full-time, I'm taking on other projects that are still not in line with what he's calling me to do. And those can still be distractions as well. So now he's getting me even tighter, and I've been praying on it. So like you said, even when it's a hard season, if the Lord told you that he's calling you to do this, he's going to get you through it.
Yeah.
He's like, I got you. You prayed on this. You know this is of me.
Right.
It's nothing's going to be just straightforward, easy. You know, you see it all through scripture, so that should encourage you that I got them through. I'm going to get you through it too.
And he's going to help you finish it.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he doesn't just throw you out there and be like, okay, figure it out and stuff. He's a planner. He's a master planner. Just like when David told Solomon, he's like, these are all the plans for the temple. The Lord, my God. He even told him, my God. He didn't say the Lord God. He said, the Lord, my God. So David had that confidence because he knew of God. He knew what God could do and who he was. He told him, my God is going to help you finish everything related to this temple. All of it is going to be completed, you know, through him and all that. He told him that, you know, First Chronicles. So with that, like, that's always encouraging. Like, whatever project he throws you in, he's going to help you complete it. Not just get it started, whatever stuff. He's going to get you through the whole thing.
Right.
You know, so good. Yes, that's it. So pray on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Cool. So how can people find you? Tell them the platforms. We're going to put this all in the description below. How can people find what LDJ is doing?
Cool. Yeah. I'm mostly on Instagram and YouTube.
And YouTube.
Lord's Daughter Jordan.
So if I go on YouTube and just search Lord's Daughter Jordan, your channel will pop up.
Yeah, yes, you'll find me.
I need to follow that. Yes. Because I started following you on TikTok. Is that your TikTok name too? Are all your handles the same?
No, I also have like a beauty page.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
So that's what, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I love it though. It's so cool, yeah.
So, yeah.
I was thinking of using some of those beauty tips.
Yeah, so that's what, I don't know. I created my TikTok to kind of be like beauty TikTok.
Okay,
but it's kind of a mix.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how TikTok is. It's just like a mix of a bunch of different stuff.
As long as you crane it out like consistently, you know, people just love being on TikTok. Yeah, cool. Yeah, so Lord's Daughter Jordan on YouTube. That is in the description below, guys. And also, if you want to be a part of Creative Encounter and join our family, become a monthly financial partner, I would love for you to join. This supports this ministry, help us do the podcast, support other artists and creatives, and Juett Z. Payne Music for us to reach out, songwrite, reach people with the gospel through music and art. So, Jordan, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
We got to do this. We got to link up.
We are going to link up.
The kingdom.
I'm about to tell you right now. As soon as we turn this off, we're about to be talking. We got some new content coming based off what we're about to talk about. It's going to be dope. But guys, we love you so much and have a great day.